Brian, good morning. We're holding here Parshas Vayakhel, Five Moves, I guess. And there's a long piece here in the Akedah about Shabbos, the Inyan of Shabbos, an important piece. Okay, Bir Nircha Binyani Shabbos. Ha'ikar Rishon, Masha Magil Klolo Shemrea Memuna Mitis Achidush, Ashitam and Anofe Usrigim, Ein Mokam Shum Dasulasa. So, the first thing is, obviously, it's the marker for Bria Yesh Ma'ayin. It's an affirmation of Bria Yesh Ma'ayin. Now, Bria Yesh Ma'ayin is important for history. In other words, how did the world come to being? Does Ribbono Shel'olam and so on. But more important than that is what it tells us about the present and the future. First of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yecheles Hashem Shalom Tzoyim L'Yem Tachtayim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has absolute power over everything. If the reason for every existence is, the reason for every existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, that means he is all powerful. So in terms of the Hashkoch and relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the all powerful, to us, that's one important unit. Secondly, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring about changes, whatever it takes, lahetiv la'ol l'sham mitzvayis v'lakim etzar, to either give schar to the people that are good people, or to give punishment to others. K'mo shehisbar sham misipur abriya v'amabul. So Shabbos confirms Bria Sa'olam Yesh Me'ayin. Bria Sa'olam Yesh Me'ayin establishes the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who tells us what to do, because Be'etzim we are Brias by dint of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Schar Va'onesh is a power of Schar Va'onesh is absolute. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do, if he wants it to happen, it will happen, and so on. Those are all the elements that come out of it. V'zeh. Now he explains a little bit more how. K'l'chor yesh lishol, achash achidush u b'foyel loy b'shvisa, l'omdi ha'shvisa zeichel l'poyel. I don't see what Sami says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. That was a creator. And if we're trying to mark HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator, why don't we have the 6 days we work as being the creation? We should always count 6 days. I mean, that should be the main thing. Those are the 6 days of creation. Ela, shebetuva b'china ha-shvisa ye'edus al ha-chidosh me'em samuchlot, So he says it's the other way around. We want it, what happened on Friday night was that the creation stopped. And despite the fact that the world is a dynamic place, constant things constantly happen, it only happens as Yesh Me'yesh. So the cessation of Yesh Me'ayin is an understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did do until then. We look around us and we say, and this is the cornerstone of our understanding of nature, is the law of conservation of energy and matter, that things can be shifted in many ways and can be recast in different forms, but nothing can come from ayin. So that itself, the fact that the world now has no longer yesh ma'ayin, is sort of the mark that Bria was unusual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, "V'zeh lahoitzi midas em shochan chaydeyas hakdumus mibnei akadmus bnei amenu." This is, Aristotle believed that the world was eternal. In other words, there was no beginning really. And the Rambam actually, Rambam writes very sharply against it. But the Rambam says it's still possible to construct some sort of Yiddishkeit, even if you want to believe that. It does not elaborate, doesn't explain it, doesn't give us any insight how it's possible. But he just says it's a false belief and so on. There must have been people that believed in it. And I guess a parallel to Bizman Hazeh would be people who try to reconcile evolution by having evolution and Hashem coexisting. Now, that is something that is, this will digress a minute, there are two versions of that. One version is, I think, equivalent to Kfira. One version is simply stretching Psukim, but I don't think so. One version of it goes like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, and life, Yesh Me'ayin, and that is something that could not happen by itself. The process HaKadosh Baruch Hu used was guided evolution. So evolution is not something that could happen by itself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the pieces together. So the process is evolution, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, it required HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's absolutely impossible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it cannot have happened by chance. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose a way in which to make it happen. Just like the splitting of the Yam, Kriyas Yamsuf, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew a wind. So that there was a wind strong enough at the right time, right place to do it, that was Yad Hashem, but it entered our world of Teva through a wind. That pshat, I don't think it's kfira. It has its problems in how we understand the psukim and the dating and so on. But I'll put him at least in principle, there's no real negation of any principle because every nais at some point it goes into it's it, there's an entrance ramp into teva and then it becomes like normal teva. So let's say much of the blood that the mayim became could have decomposed and could have become platelets and who knows what. Once something becomes teva. It's possibly, so same thing with that. That's at least, I think, possible to push in mitzad, the principle. The other version is, evolution is something, a process that can happen by itself. You could create life, world, whatever it is by itself. It happens to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. That, I think, is absolute kfira, because it's really a joke, because it means you don't need a bora olam. It just happens to be. It's like imagine there's a wind blowing stuff all over the place, and I dump some stuff also, and I say I made the mess. Really, the wind made it, and it's kind of a figurehead. It's like pasting God onto an existing picture because we need to have God in the picture. That I think, and I think. Then there's no way. Betzim is saying we can't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way from the Bria. So I think that type of approach is kfira. But Al Kapanim, there were people that believed in Kadosh Baruch Hu, an eternal world, and squeezed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow. And he says that's nonsense. And Shabbos is the day and he says. To believe in Torah, either or. Like and the understanding how this Kaddish Ol survives, which is an incredible miracle, through Ashkacha, through Ratz Hashem, as says Lechoin, Lezichroinam, Be'imusam, Kavar, Shoshana, Shein, Lechadosh, Ma'adas, and Musum Yad Yisrael. Okay. Why doesn't he say, he says, interesting Shaila. Usually when a person says, I gave a tip to the waiter Ben and the waiter John. So the appropriate way to say this, I gave a tip to the waiters, Ben and John. So it says, it's a zikar l'may sebracious, zeichet zes mishayim. Why don't you say zikar l'may sebracious, v'yitzes mishayim? And that would be a much more compact and reasonable way of making a sentence. Omnam, rotze buze, shashabes u zikorn lechidash ha'olam, shu ma'is abreishis, shu ascholos v'sheres v'soid ma'adam kulon shemekor ha'kodesh, ha'kvuim nisko yitzes mitzrayim, shu eroas ha'icholos v'tzani ha'muchlat, shem lo naniach v'shoyna shechitshu le'yikub l'edis ma'adam ha'elu. In other words, Shabbos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bore Olam, and therefore Nisim are plausible, possible, and an extension of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So we're saying, first of all, we've established Ma'aseh Bereishis, and therefore Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything comes from it has a makom. So, Bria's Olam sets the stage for it, and the Nisim and the Flores and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Hashgacha are the manifestation of that reality. Pa'omna, Kishnein Yon Me'elu Nisku V'Nifkedu B'Menias Malach V'Yom Shabbos. Now he says, in Shabbos itself, you have two things that happen in every Shabbos in the person's refraining from avoda that really establish both points. Echad, sheket b'noifesh isha hu amuzer. The person himself is in a state of menucha. Basheni, bitla mlocha yivhadara. That the work is not done. In other words, you have the person not doing and the work not getting done. As far as the first kavana goes, I don't care if I attach my tractor to a Shabbos clock in it and it works by itself, that's fine. The second one is Kiilu ikach shashual shaloitasim malocha b'shum panim, v'lo yochus imya muza oyvigir mokamache. As far as the second one goes, I can go and schlep bricks all day long in my rishus and not do anything with them, just put them up and down. That would be okay. Mitzad the second part. Kihu yisala kiven al shenuach v'nafesh adam malocha ze gam el bitla malocha shaloitas shum panim. So Hashem Baruch Hu wanted both. And you see the pasuk, Shesh Hashem Tavod Basisikom Lachtecha, V'yom Hashvi, the Shabbos Hashem Kecha, Lissasikom Locha. Hine Shepirish, Kibishesh Hashem Utlov, Om Lavoida, Sha'olov Nema, Shesh Yom Tavod. V'gam Asiyas Meloch, Shal Nema, Sisikom Lachtecha. V'kregar, In Yerishin, Om Avyom Hashvi, Shabbos Lachtecha, Sha'ashvi, Sinev, Shkrenga Voida. V'kregar, Ma'ashom, Asiyasikom Lachtecha, Om Lissasikom Locha. So two things are important. So the first part is this absolute cessation that the person came to arrest is keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being mechadish anything more. It's a din in the gavra, in Ma'aseh Bereishis. The person's state of rest is keneged Ma'aseh Bereishis. Omnam, hata'ela shekivanu be'etzem v'shayna bidla melocha hu, kedei shal yedei ze yizochu v'yipok dar gdolos en eroa sha'osa, kasha yitzi osa mitach seos en tzayi v'osam, asho imu seichos osa nizka v'eshi yohoi. So The second half, the fact that no new melacha is taking place, the melacha is not happening, is something that's current, and that's connected the second half of ongoing hashgacha. So even though it actually refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing things, but the point is, it deals with the present, that melacha not be done, as opposed to the person not doing it. And then he says, I'm going to skim a little bit, it's a long piece. He says the lashon zechira. He wants to say zochav v'shamer is connected. That zechira is something that has a ma'isa. Shmira is to keep away from something. Zechira means to do something to fall. So he wants to say zechira is the establishing of. It's the adam establishing Bris Olam, that's Zechira. It's sort of whereas and Shmira is making sure nothing gets done. It's more the negative, and that's connected to the second part. He goes through the next paragraph, and again, I'm going to skim through it because it's going to be long. And he explains the Dibris Rishonis and Dibris Shniyos along the same Mahalach. You know, because one is Zachar, one is Shamar, he explains how all the Psukim fit in and go on. Now he says, so this is one understanding, one important understanding of Shabbos in terms of what the core message of Shabbos, which he says is a double message: A, what happened, and B, what it reflects to what's ongoing. Now he says, Ikar Sheni, the second Ikar about Shabbos is who? Mashatiyasha son of Zeus, Hamitsa Nechbedes, Lekvoa Belibenu Limura Terra Loikis, the Kabbalist Vareo, Impirishev, the Gertel Lishma Oid, Zeshepan. It reinforces Talmud Torah in a very strong way. One, Hapen Echot, Mitzad Mashahuka, Mechad Vashavua, Bayanuku Mikola Sokim Azmanim. It allows people to take off. If people don't work that day, they can go hear a shir. They can learn mikra mishnah talmud. Wherever you hold it. And the Yerushalmi says, and so on. So we have the inyan of the Talmud Torah Shavuot. Next paragraph. Vashel lo yoyer lo yom haShabbos la'achzis nafshel el shemanu. The Shmoya v'lumay Torah, it's called the Torah Zeis. Hameishin sa'adim sachim kol taiv esroel se midas pusois. L'sa'ata b'chukos taiv es midas mulois. And a person who doesn't use Shabbos for that, he's destroying himself. In other words, the Torah is not saying just don't work on Shabbos. The Torah is saying that clear your calendar on Shabbos. So, Lamosha, let's say I'm some sort of corporation and I'm expecting it's a very important thing to discuss. And I tell everybody, please clear your calendar for Wednesday. No meetings, no appointments, nothing. And somebody does that, he also goes away on vacation. So the owner comes screaming and said, that's what I did, exactly what I did. And since I had nothing on my calendar, I went and took a vacation. The boss of you idiot. I must have to click on for something. The Torah said clear Shabbos so that it is free for something. Ami was very upset about people who did it that way. And he quotes Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, Om Reb Ami, Il mola yisim moitzi misha nimna imni. If I could find a person who would agree with me, hayisi mate malacha b'mayet. I would be mate malacha on chalamayet. Kilaynesu malacha b'mayet, deliktesha eichel m'sheis nasi b'teirah. The reason why malacha was on mayid is people have free time to sit and learn. They'll eat, drink, but in a good mood, they'll learn. But now that they're eating and drinking and merrymaking. So for that, there was no heter. So one inyan of Shabbos is the fact that it's a day dedicated for Ruchnius. That's one part of it. But Pen HaSheni, the second part, who inyan dak ruchni nichbad vayt. So here he's speaking about not just the commemorative aspect of Shabbos, that Shabbos is serving just to as a marker, but Shabbos itself is a day for something. By the way, the Chinuch says, and it seems to be extremely logical, He says, I understand that not doing melacha on Shabbos is commemorates what Shabbos is. What about Yom Tov? What does not doing melacha on Pesach do? What does that have to do with? So the Chinuch says that on Yom Tovim, the not doing melacha is so that we can sit and be osik in inyanim of Yom Tov. That pen hashenu in dakruch nipoyoid gilu oznam alabalei kabbalah mitis. So this is something that in Kabbalah, v'we motzel is a yom anichbat skul in the floor le'eze le'hoyel le'chol mevakesh chachma v'teira. There is a it's a hashpa of kedusha on Shabbos that helps a person for Talmud Torah. Why? The fishy magol v'kodesh as a huroishim v'remez al sfira shvius nikra Shabbos. It's connected to the sphere that's the seventh sphere is called Shabbos. It's what we would call malchus. And the Shabbos here is a gateway to the Shabbos with the capital Shin. Being that it's a gateway, it's I guess if I can use a kind of a crude mushel, but you know, when you have an airplane and then you line it up against the sleeve, so and the sleeve clicks in and that becomes the entrance way. So Shabbos is that sleeve. So it's not quite the airport, but it is the part of the airport that attaches itself to the plane. There's a Yom Shekula Shabbos Anuha Chayalamim, which is beyond and above, and then there is a And then there is Shabbos, our Shabbos, which tells suit to our world and to us as we are in this world, and it becomes a gateway for the two. So he says, so all hashpos of kedusha, any connection to kedusha must come through Shabbos. All the fees that nimtza Shabbos is the mekor brachas kedushas, u'mimeni yikab l'kedusha k'mod hashem u'kedoshim. B'simin godel hazeh matzonu b'toyim asher kulam nikroim mikroi kodesh. They're all called Mikrei Kodesh, means all of these are the prepared entrance ways to Kedusha. So everything else is prepared to be Kodesh. Shabbos is not called Mikra Kodesh, except for Parashas Emor, where it says Yom Shri Shabbos Shavosim Mikra Kodesh, because the Parasha is Moed Hashem, like it says. So Moed Hashem is Mikra Kodesh, meaning it's sort of has become Kodesh. We've prepared it for Kedusha. We've dedicated it for Kedusha. It requires a Mais on us. It's not normal for a Wednesday or a Thursday to be Kodesh. We make a Yom Tov, it becomes Kodesh. Shabbos is Be'etzim Kedusha. And this is really, I mean, it is the difference. One is Kvi V'Kaima, and one is... So he's playing here, the word Shavua, the Ramban says, also comes from that word Shvi. Just a brief explanation without going much into it. Every Shavua is an attachment of a mundane event to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I swear, what do I say? I swear to Hashem that you never lent me $1,000, that I paid you $1,000. Every Shavua is sort of a bridge, an attachment. And the Ramban does mention that Shavua is Melosh Shvi in Matis. He's using it in the same sense over here. In this sense, Shabbos Gan Mitzvahs, the Fisha Shabbos, he said, Amidah Shalal Mitzvahs, not by Israel. I want to maybe spend a minute discussing this Midah that he's talking about and explain what it is. The Midah he's talking about is called Malchus in the Lashon of the Sfarim. Malchus is the expression of the divine idea/ideal within the context of this world. That's what Malchus is. Just like a king is a melech, when he shapes a country according to his vision, that country is his malchus. So the malchus is the concrete form of a conceptual vision. That's the bchina. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, we talk about his interaction with us. When we speak about the seventh midah he's talking about, we talk about how this world is reflecting the hashpahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's like you have these material that it absorbs its rays of the sun and then reflects it back when the sun is gone. That's sort of this midah. And it's the final midah, and it's, and in many ways, it is the tachlis of everything. So Shabbos is that. Shabbos is a physical world that has now come to resemble something else. And that's why, in this sense, Shabbos is called what I call a mitzvah. And that's why Shabbos was given early. In other words, Shabbos represents a dimension, just like Torah in a certain sense incorporates all the mitzvahs mitzad the sichli shaboy, Shabbos incorporates all the mitzvahs mitzad the kiyum shaboy. So a world that is Shabbostic means that it has that level of kiyum. Finally, ha'ikah shlishi, one more nekuda. Ha'ikah shlishi hu, ha'yoyis ha'yoyim ha'kodesh ha'remes gol roishim nifla olam ha'nitzchi. So we have Shabbos deals with creation. Shabbos deals with what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. Shabbos deals with us and our realization of kedusha in this metzias. And finally, ikar shlishi hu heyoyis ayoyim akadosh remes gadol roish nifla ilam anisa shekol Shabbos v'Shabbos gadol bemes. It already carries in itself a taste of the world to come. So for us, So just like you have in Brias HaOlam, we can identify three stages: bringing the world to being, developing the world to fit the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind, and finally, actually, the actual realization, the way it looks, the way it will look when it's perfect. Those are the three dargis of those are the three stages of Shabbos and so on. We can also, those are the three big stages of Adam, of the world, Shabbos. And then he says, these are the tefillahs. And he says, "Hu mashom resad the tefillahs of Rishayna Shaloi. Atu kidashta esi mashvi l'shmecho taichas mashvaz asi saisai." So he just speaks about the first one. The truth is, the Welt says, many say, the three tefillos of Shabbos are connected, the three main points of Shabbos. Atu kidashta at night is about Shabbos of Bria Solom, the conception of the world, the inception of the world, the Kachbar will bring the world to being. In the daytime, Yisach Meishe Matas Chelkoi and so on is Shabbos of Matan Torah, which is the avoda within the world to make the world the dogma of what's supposed to be. And Ata Echad B'Shimcha Echad and so on is the loss of Dovah Shavoy. And that's the Welt says that many times say that that's Kenega, those are the three tefillos. It is very unusual because every other yontif, all the tefillos are the same. I mean, the one exception is Ne'ilah, which is slightly different tefillah. There's change in the vidui, but in terms of the tefillah and Tehillim, always the same tefillah. Shabbos is unique because Shabbos carries itself three very fundamental liquidus, and each part of it is connected to something else. Okay, any questions, any points? Good. So I'm not sure about next week. I'm going to be in New York next week. I hope it'll be okay. I hope I'll be misunderstood in a way where I can have to share. If I know differently, I'll let you know.
But I think Jonathan wants to ask a question.
Yes, Jonathan.
I was just saying thank you. That's all.
Okay, good. And take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.